Welcome to the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. If you've ever felt like memorizing God's Word is an uphill battle, stay tuned. This podcast will help you make Bible memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. After all, knowing Scripture is the first step towards a fruitful, God-honoring life. So whether you're a new memorizer who needs some practical Bible memory tips, or a veteran memorizer who just needs some encouragement for their journey, stay tuned for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, the podcast where we are helping you make Scripture memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. I'm Dakota Lynch.
I'm Randy Williamson.
And I'm Hannah Koner.
And it's so good to have Hannah with us. She is our producer extraordinaire who works on all of these episodes behind the scenes. And normally she's working with SMF from her home in Minnesota, but she's actually in studio with us this week. And so, Hannah, we're excited to have you with us for this episode.
It's great to be back.
So today we're going to be talking about 10 reasons to memorize Scripture according to Psalm 119. And, you know, the Bible, as Christians, we understand it is our rule of faith and practice. It says in Scripture that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. And we know that the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence is found in the Bible. That's the Scripture. And so as we think about why Christians ought to memorize Scripture, it makes sense that we should look to Scripture for some of those most important reasons, and that's really going to be the theme of this episode. We always start with the passage of the day, but today is going to be a little bit different. Randy, why don't you talk to us about our passage of the day and how we're doing that for this
episode? Yeah, I'd be glad to. Well, since we're focusing on Psalm 119, there's going to be a lot of passages of the day, really. So we thought it would be best just to share a little bit of the background of Psalm 119. It's got a rich background. First of all, I think we should talk about its length. It's the longest psalm of Scripture. It's 176 verses. Did you know that Psalm 119 is either the same size or longer than 30 of the books of the Bible? That's a long psalm. So if you were to memorize Psalm 119, you've basically memorized a book of the Bible in terms of length. Another thing to think about is out of 176 verses, every single verse has a reference to the Bible. It uses terms like your law, institutes, precepts, your word. I think it's like seven different terms that it uses to describe the Scriptures. What's another thing that's really interesting about it is the structure. Psalm 119 has a very elaborate acrostic structure that follows the Hebrew alphabet. And its structure really leads to what we think its purpose is. The traditional conjecture is that Psalm 119 was meant for Hebrew children, that they would learn about the Word of God as they learned the Hebrew alphabet. So that's a little bit of the background of Psalm 119. It's been a comfort to believers for many generations, many millennia. Some of the most notable people, William Wilberforce, you guys remember William Wilberforce, who helped abolish slavery in Great Britain. This was one of his favorite psalms. You find in his journals that he talked of walking in the garden and meditating on Psalm 119. The Wesley brothers, John and Charles Wesley, their mother made them memorize Psalm 119 in its entirety, I think, by the age of 8 or 9, and they could recite it. Hmm. It's been a comfort and a help to believers for many generations.
So you mentioned this, Randy, that Psalm 119 is composed somewhat as an acrostic. And we understand typically acrostics are memory aids. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that the psalm that most of us would be very intimidated to think about memorizing was actually structured in such a way that we know it was intended to be memorized.
It was intended to be memorized.
And if you would go back in time to the days in which this psalm was penned and in the following years, and you were to say, boy, I can't imagine memorizing Psalm 119. They wouldn't resonate with that the same way people would today. They would say, well, of course, that's what you're supposed to do with it.
Yeah.
So that's insightful to think that it was actually designed to be memorized, and yet that seems so out of reach for many people today.
And you would think, too, that probably for Hebrew children, after they learned the Shema, Hear, O Israel, they probably memorized Psalm 119.
Yeah. That's a challenging thing to realize. So as we kind of dig in, the theme of this episode again, 10 reasons to memorize from Psalm 119. And so 10 reasons in a 15-minute episode means we're going to have to keep a pretty good clip, so buckle up. But Hannah, why don't you just start us off by sharing the first reason that we have from Psalm 119 to memorize?
Yes. So we have 10 total here, and it doesn't mean that we're saying that number one is better than all of the rest. There's so many, and it's hard to condense to just 10 reasons. I think Psalm 119 is filled with reasons why we are to meditate on God's word. But the first one that we have is purity. The verse that came to mind when we wrote this was Psalm 119, verse 9, which says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word." And if we also look at different chapters in the Bible, like Psalm 19, it tells us that God's word itself is pure. And of course, if God's word is pure, then it's able to help us in our own Christian lives and in our pilgrimage to be pure and to walk in a way that would be acceptable to the Lord.
That's good. Randy, what's our second reason?
Our second reason comes from verse 11, and it's protection from sin. It says there, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." Guys, something that we have to face time after time is temptation. The flesh, the world, the devil, we're constantly in the heat of battle, the heat of temptation. And this verse really foreshadows that experience that all of us have and can relate to. And when we lay up God's word in our hearts, we're able to meet that temptation and to diffuse it and to take that way of escape that 1 Corinthians 10:31 says is available to Christians.
That's good. The third reason that we'll share is that you memorize scripture for spiritual sight. And we see that in Psalm 119, verse 18, where it says, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." And as Christians, we understand the difference between general revelation and special revelation. Of course, in Psalm 19, you read about general revelation. It talks about creation, and in creation we see evidence of God. But it's in Scripture particularly that our eyes are opened and that we have spiritual sight to understand who God is, what He's like, and how we as believers can relate to Him and access Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. And those are things that we enjoy as we immerse ourselves in Scripture, and especially as we hide it in our hearts.
The fourth one is wisdom. It says in verse 24 that your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. And in a world when so many other things are asking for our attention and they want to give us wisdom, we have to have the firm foundation of wisdom in God's word, and then have scripture be the lens through which we view everything else in this world. We need to have a proper worldview. We need to have wisdom in certain situations with friends and family and work and whatever else we have going on in our life and ministry. We need to have wisdom. And ultimately, when we can find that in God and His word, and we have that proper foundation to build our spiritual lives upon, then we can have the wisdom from the Lord that we need in all the other areas of life as well.
Well said. Randy, what about this next item, number five? To me, this is one of the most potent reasons.
Absolutely. Number five is spiritual refreshment. And this comes from verse 28 of Psalm 119. "My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word." As we think about our lives as Christians, the scriptures talk of it as a walk, as a pilgrimage. And that walk and that pilgrimage is a mixture of joys and heartaches. Often our way is through a veil of tears. I was thinking of Alan Redpath. He was a pastor for a couple generations ago. And he said that one of the first things that God does when He wants to use a man or woman is to break them. That's often the way that our journey is. We're a journey of brokenness, of sorrow, and of grief. God's word is our spiritual refreshment during that time so that we can endure, so that we can be refreshed and continue ever onward in that journey.
Praise God. The next item, kind of along that same line, is you memorize scripture for comfort. And we see that in verse 50 of Psalm 119. "This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promise gives me life." And I know the two of you can resonate with this. How often we've been through trials in life, and when the words of other people weren't making us feel any better, how often has it been that that special promise of God in the Bible that we clung to. And so we are comforted. But I love, too, what it says in 2 Corinthians 1:4. I know we're at Psalm 119. But it says, God comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And so that comfort that you get from God's word is then able to be transferred and shared with others who are going through similar hardships.
The seventh point is to persevering your testimony. Preserving your testimony. And it says in verse 80, may my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. And as believers, we bear the name of the Lord, and we represent him, and we are almost the mediator between, we have the world on one side, and we know the Lord, and we have him on the other. And so sometimes believers won't be the ones to read the word, but they will see us, and they will see our conduct, and they will see how we live. And so when we are able to stand with the Lord and to memorize his word, it's evident in us, and that comes out of us, and that flows through us. It changes our lives, and it helps us to not only be a good witness to those we are in contact with, but it also enables us to have a good testimony before them, that we are living in a way that is acceptable before God, so that we won't be put to shame and we won't be condemned by the world. What's the next point, Randy?
The next point is life, and this is verse 93 of Psalm 119. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. We know, according to Hebrews 4, that the word of God is quick or living and active. It gives us life. The scriptures reveal the living word, Jesus Christ, who has the fullness of life in him, and he gives believers that life, and it's the scriptures that nourish that life within us by the Holy Spirit's effectual work.
That's good. Number 9, we memorize scripture to guard against heresy. We see that in verse 104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. We understand that there's a lot of heresy in the world. It even attempts to attack the church. And as believers, we have to be so diligent, as it says in God's word, to earnestly contend for the faith. And we don't do that with strong opinions based on our own feelings. We do that with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know, as scripture memorizers, we don't memorize scripture just to confirm everything we already believe either. You might find that there are some things that you've been holding to that aren't even in the scripture. And so memorizing scripture has a purifying effect on us doctrinally, and then equips us to guard against heresy in our walk with God.
Absolutely.
All right, Hannah, why don't you put a cherry on top with number 10 here?
All right, number 10 is peace and stability. And verse 165 in Psalm 119 says, great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. And when reading that last part, nothing can make them stumble, it reminds me of the journey that we have in the Christian life of sometimes we're going uphill, sometimes it feels like we are going downhill. We have different seasons of life that we are going through. We have trials and tribulations and then moments of joy. But in all of those, we can have peace and stability when the word of God is our anchor, and that is what we build our life upon. And it doesn't matter what comes our way. It doesn't matter the storms that may rage around us, because we have the perfect peace that comes from Christ, and that is discovered in his word. And we can always cling to that, and that is something that doesn't change, even though our journey in life does.
God's word is stable, and it gives stability to those who memorize it. I love that. So as we are wrapping up this episode, I know the thought of memorizing Psalm 119 is kind of like the thought of climbing Mount Everest. It sounds like a challenge, but you know, there are a lot of people who have climbed Mount Everest. And maybe you're one of those people listening who ought to take up the challenge of memorizing Psalm 119. And I don't think we've ever talked about this, guys, but when you're memorizing a chapter, there's an approach to memorizing chapters that I've heard called the Swiss cheese approach, which means you basically begin with a broad approach and then you fill in the holes. And so one helpful way to memorize Psalm 119 is just to scattershot memorize about 30, 40 passages and let those be like your anchor verses. And then you've got an outline, if you will, and then you go through over time and fill in the holes. If that seems like an approach that would be of interest to you, SMF, Scripture Memory Fellowship, has a memory course called Timeless Treasures, and it has some key passages from Psalm 119. And so we'll put a link to that in the show notes. We have a physical booklet with those verses. You can also download those verses in the Verse Locker app. And also, speaking of Verse Locker, there's a new feature in there where you'll be able to study your memory verses a little bit more deeply, because beneath every verse, as you practice, there's a study button. And if you're memorizing something from Psalms, it'll actually pull up two resources for you. One is Matthew Henry's commentary, which we're all familiar with, and then another great resource, which is Charles Spurgeon's The Treasury of David, which just takes a deep dive into every single psalm and gives you so much to think about. It's so edifying. And so we'll put links to all of these resources in the show notes. Whether you do or don't memorize all of Psalm 119, we think those resources will be a blessing to you. As always, thank you for tuning in. We trust that you'll be blessed as you memorize Scripture, and we hope that you'll subscribe and join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. At SMF, our mission is to help you know, live, and love God's Word. If you're ready to take the next step in your Scripture Memory journey, visit us online at scripturememory.com or download Verse Locker, our free Bible memory app. As always, be blessed today as you take time to enjoy God's Word. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.